Chapter 4. Phrasal Verbs Beginning with a Letter G. Read and or listen to each of these phrasal verbs beginning with the letter G, followed by their meanings, and then some examples of how they are used in real English sentences. There are two kinds of phrasal verbs, separable and inseparable. Separable phrasal verbs can take an object between the verb and the preposition. For example, my father picked me up after school and drove me home. Inseparable phrasal verbs cannot take an object between the verb and the preposition. For example, I asked my friends to come along with me to the Christmas party. Come along cannot be separated by an object. The numbers in front of the examples that are in parentheses correspond to the number of the explanation found directly above. So, for example, 1, explanation, refers to one example. If there is only one explanation or meaning given for the phrasal verb, then there will be two examples given for the one explanation, and there won't be a number in front of the examples. There will be a review at the end of this chapter. Phrasal verbs beginning with the letter G. Let's begin. Get ahead. Inseparable. 1. To improve your position or situation. To make progress, as in this example. The man worked at two jobs to try to get ahead and improve his monthly income. More examples. 1. It is difficult to get ahead if you don't work hard. Another example. After I got a raise at work, I was able to get ahead and pay all of my bills. Get along. Inseparable. 1. Usually refers to humans or animals and means to coexist harmoniously, as in this example. The co-workers liked each other and got along very well. Can also mean to get older, as in this example. My grandfather is getting along in his years and has to be helped when he enters or leaves a car. To get around to, inseparable. 1. To do something whenever the person is in the mood or has the time to do it. The feeling of this usage is that the person or group is very lazy or very busy and will not do something until the time is right or until they feel like it, as in this example. The road out in front of our house needs urgent repair, but the roads department said that they are not concerned and will fix the road when they get around to it. More examples. 1. My daughter thinks that she should do her chores when she gets around to it. Another example. I'll do my homework when I get around to it. Get away. Inseparable and separable, depending on the content of the sentence. 1. To leave to go on vacation. The feeling of this expression is that you need a rest or a real change and you are leaving everything behind for a little while and going on vacation, as in this example. I've had enough of work. I need to get away for a short vacation. 2. To get away with something is when no one detects or catches or cares about something that was done that was sneaky or not the usually accepted way of doing something, as in this example. Tom got away with not doing his homework because the teacher did not check homework today. 3. Separable. To separate something or someone from something or someone, as in this example. I hate snakes. Get that snake away from me. More examples. 1. It is nice to leave the city for a while and get away to the country. 2. The clerk got away with not giving the customer the correct change. 3. Get that cat away from me. I am allergic to cat hair. Get back at. Inseparable. 1. To retaliate against. As in this example, the soccer team from Newbury beat us last week, but this week we got back at them with a 4-2 win. More examples. 1. The little girl was mad at her mom, so she got back at her by not cleaning her room. Another example. If you complain to the government may get back at you by increasing your taxes. Get back to. Inseparable. 1. To return to some place or something that was being said or done. As in this example. I like talking about this subject, but I would like to get back to the subject that we were talking about in the beginning. More examples. 1. To get back to our hotel, we had to take a taxi. Another example. We should not have gone on a long hike because now we won't get back to the camp for at least 4 hours. Get behind. Inseparable. 1. To support. To give support to something or someone, as in this example. We really got behind our team during the game. 2. To position oneself or something to the rear of something or someone, as in this example. I got behind the bush to hide from my sister. We were playing a game of hide and seek. Occasionally used to signal urgency or danger, as in this example. Get behind the tree. The bomb is about to explode. Or this example. If you get behind me, you will be safe from harm. More examples. 1. Cancer research is important, so my family got behind the Cancer Society when they asked for volunteers. 2. The soldiers got behind the wall to protect themselves from the enemy bullets. Get by. Inseparable. 1. When someone or a group is able to survive, but not much more, by their efforts, or create barely acceptable action results, as in this example. While we were lost in the woods, we got by on berries and whatever we could find to eat. 2. To move around or by someone or something on the way to a destination beyond, as in this example. May I get by you? I want to sit in the front row. More examples. 1. The survivors got by on very little food and water. 2. The soccer player ran down the field, got by one player, and kicked the ball towards the goal. Get down. Inseparable and separable depending on the content of the sentence. 1. To climb or move downward or from a higher place to a lower place, as in this example. The workers got down off the roof and went home. 2. Separable. To make feel melancholy or depressed, as in this example. I got a poor grade on the exam, but I didn't let that get me down. More examples. 1. The cat got down off the table and ate dinner. 2. The boxer hated to lose. Losing really gets him down. Get in or into, separable, and inseparable depending on the content of the sentence. 1. To climb into or enter usually an enclosed area of some kind, like a building or a car, as in this example. I got in, or into, the taxi and asked the driver to take me to River Street. 2. To fit something or someone in or into something, as in this example. We couldn't get all of the milk in or into the jar. 3. To arrive, as in this example. After the long drive, we got in at 2 a.m. 4. To find time for something, an event or activity, as in this example. We were able to get in some tennis during our business trip to Spain. More examples. 1. We all got in the bus and began singing. 2. I really gained weight. I couldn't get into that size 9 dress. 3. The train got in at 4:56 p.m., almost 1 hour late. 4. We were supposed to be working, but we got some shopping in during the day. Get off. Inseparable and separable depending on the content of the sentence. 1. To disembark, as in this example. When we reached Frankfurt, everyone got off the train. 2. Used in expressing the time when you stop doing something, like working, as in this example. We got off work at 5 p.m. 3. When someone stops talking on the phone and hangs up, as in this example. My daughter was on the phone for about an hour. She finally got off at 8:30 p.m. 4. Used to express difficulty in removing something, as in this example. I can't get this stain off of my blouse. More examples. 1. Driver, I would like to get off at 23rd Street. 2. We're going to the movies tonight. What time do you get off school? Maybe you can go with us. 3. As soon as my wife gets off the phone, I will call the doctor and make an appointment to see him. 4. I took the pants to the cleaner to see if they could get the black mark off of my pants. Get off on, slang, inseparable. 1. Used to express one's pleasure at doing something, as in this example. I really get off on walking in nature. More examples. 1. I really get off on doing math. Another example. This is the third time we've seen that movie. We really get off on it. Get on, inseparable. 1. To board transportation, as in this example. We got on the bus and went to the city center. 2. To move towards and then sit, stand, or recline on something, as in this example. When the actress got on the stage, she sang a love song. 3. To take action to do something or continue doing something, common British usage. As in this example, it is important to get on with taking the exam because you only have 5 minutes left. More examples. 1. We got on the plane at 2 p.m. and flew to Tokyo. 2. She got on the table and started dancing. 3. Let's get on with finishing this project so that we can go home. Get out. Separable or inseparable, depending on usage. 1. Used to express leaving or disembarking, as in this example. We got out of the taxi and went into the restaurant. 2. Similar to the above, used to express the feeling of rescue or helping, to leave or escape someplace, as in this example. There was a practice fire drill in our building, and we had to get out of the building as quickly as possible. 3. Has a similar feel and meaning to get away, in this case, to take a rest, vacation, or break, and go somewhere, usually nearby, that is different than where you usually are, as in this example. We have been working too hard. We need to get out and enjoy ourselves more. 4. To make known, to make information widely available. Information that was usually private, kept secret, or not generally known, as in this example. When the news got out about Paul and Debbie's wedding, everyone was very surprised. More examples. We told the taxi driver to stop on Broadway. Then we got out of the taxi and went to the theater. 2. When the earthquake came, we got out of the building quickly. 3. We got out of the city for a while to enjoy ourselves in the country. 4. When the news about John getting fired got out, we were all shocked. Get out of. Inseparable or separable, depending on usage. 1. Inseparable. To remove oneself from something or some obligation, as in this example. The student got out of having to take the exam because he already had a high mark in the class. 2. Inseparable. Used to express the idea of reward for doing something, as in this example. This is what we get out of working for that company, a high salary and good benefits. 3. Separable. Used to express the idea of forcibly getting something from someone or something, as in this example. She got the information she needed out of the old woman by threatening her. More examples. I got out of having to go to the meeting because I had a dental appointment at that time. 2. He didn't sell his house because he couldn't get enough money out of it. 3. The police got the information about the robbery out of the witness. Get over. Inseparable. To recover, as in this example. I just got over the flu. 2. Used in commands or to express urgency when you want someone to come to where you are located, as in this example. Get over here. I want to show you something interesting in the water. More examples. 1. Miho was hospitalized for an infection. I hope she gets over it soon. 2. You'd better get over to the office. The director wants to talk to you. Get over with. Separable. 1. Used when you want to express wanting to complete something or finish something, as in this example. Boy, I'm worried about this exam. I can't wait to get it over with. More examples. 1. I have to go to the dentist tomorrow. I hate going to the dentist. I want to get it over with as soon as possible. another example. The medicine tastes terrible, so I'd better drink it fast and get it over with. Get through, inseparable. 1. Used to express struggling to finish something, as in this example. This has been a bad day. I will be glad when I get through it. 2. Used to express the need to communicate something to someone, or communication with someone, as in this example. The teacher got through to us that we needed to study for the difficult exam. More examples. 1. Try to get through the first part of the exam as quickly as possible, because you only have 1 hour to finish. 2. The parents tried to get through to their daughter that it was dangerous to walk home alone at night. Get to, inseparable. 1. To arrive at or reach a place, idea, or situation, as in this example. Excuse me, how do we get to the center of town? 2. Used to express time when one is talking about starting to do something, as in this example. I am really busy now. I will cut the grass when I get to it. More examples. 1. The men looked at the map to decide how to get to the top of the mountain. 2. I have about 10 things to do right now. I will get to the project in about an hour. Get together, separable. 1. To meet and spend time with, as in this example. The family got together for Christmas. 2. To become organized for the purpose of accomplishing a task or action, as in this example. We got the papers together so that we could meet with a company representative. 3. Idiom, slang, to focus or calm your emotions so that you feel more relaxed and can think clearly, as in this example. Before taking a big exam, I am always very nervous. My solution to this is to spend a couple of minutes relaxing and getting it together so that I am calm and can think clearly. More examples. 1. The students got together and had a party. 2. We have to get our plan together so that we can defeat the other team. 3. After about 2 hours of crying, my sister finally got it together, had a cup of tea, and calmed down. Get up. Inseparable. 1. To awaken, as in this example. I got up at 6:30 a.m. and went for a walk. 2. To raise, for example, money or resources. As in this example, our organization had to get up enough money to help the poor in our town. 3. To rise up from a lower position, reclining or sitting, as in this example. I got up and turned off the TV. More examples. 1. We all had to get up at 8 o'clock to go to breakfast. 2. Our group had to get up enough money to pay for the tickets. 3. She got up and left the room. Give away, separable. 1. To make a gift of, as in this example. The company gave away free samples of their product. 2. To present a bride to the groom at a wedding ceremony, the father is the presenter in American custom. As in this example, the father gave the bride away at the altar of the church. 3. To reveal or make known, often accidentally, as in this example. She drank too much at the party and gave away our secret. 4. To betray, as in this example. The captured soldier gave away our hiding place to the enemy, meaning the captured soldier, under pressure, told the enemy where we were hiding. More examples. 1. We gave away Christmas presents to the poor children. 2. Her father gave her away on her wedding day. 3. While speaking to her boss, I accidentally gave away the real reason why my friend was absent from work yesterday. 4. Our loud talking gave away our location in the building. Give back, separable. To return, as in this example. I gave the tools back to my friend. More examples. 1. I borrowed a bicycle from my friend and, 2 days later, I gave it back. Another example. After the purchase, the shopkeeper gave me $1.10 back as change. Give in, inseparable. 1. To relent, to cease opposition to. To yield, as in this example. After arguing for 2 hours, I finally gave in. 2. To submit or hand in, as in this example. The students gave in their homework. More examples. 1. My friend asked me to lend her money, and after 3 hours, I finally gave in and lent her $10. 2. Everyone had to give in his or her exam after 1 hour. Give out, separable. 1. To run out of energy or to fail while proceeding with some action, as in this example. The car finally gave out after 4 hours of trying to climb the mountain. 2. To distribute something, as in this example. The teacher gave out the exams. 3. To emit as a noise, as in this example. The alarm clock gave out a loud ringing noise. More examples. 1. I gave out after 2 hours of running. 2. My boss gave out our paychecks. 3. The gun gave out a loud bang. Give up, separable. 1. To surrender, to admit defeat, as in this example. The enemy soldiers gave up after a long fight. 2. To stop doing or performing an action, as in this example. The wolf gave up chasing the rabbit. 3. To part with something or someone, as in this example. The family had to give up everything to leave their country and move to Europe. 4. To express losing hope or opportunity, as in this example. I give up. I will never understand math. 5. To abandon doing something or abandon the idea of doing something, as in this example. We gave up the idea of hiking to the top of the mountain. More examples. 1. The police chased the thief until he gave up. 2. After 2 hours, I gave up riding my bike in the rain. 3. I went on a diet. I had to give up eating candy. 4. After 2 days without food or water, the survivors almost gave up hope. 5. We gave up the idea of going to Asia. Go about, inseparable, to do or to undertake a responsibility, action, or project. This phrase also has the feeling of continuing in action as usual, as in this example. After the meeting, we went back to our offices and went about our usual business. More examples. 1. We ignored all of the noise outside and went about our business. Another example. We didn't get upset by the small earthquake and went about our business after the shaking stopped. Go after. Inseparable. 1. To pursue or chase, as in this example. The police went after the escaped prisoner. 2. Try to get or obtain something, for example, like a sales goal, university degree, or English proficiency, as in this example. After high school, I went after my degree in economics at the University of Hawaii. More examples. 1. During the game, two of our players went after their star player to try to stop the goal. Another example. After attending university, I went after a career in teaching. Go ahead, inseparable. Proceed forward or move forward or take action, as in this example. We decided to go ahead with the project. 2. Used as command. Permission to do something, as in this example. My daughter asked me if she could play with her friends, and I told her to go ahead, but come home in about 2 hours. More examples. 1. We went ahead with the competition even though it was raining. 2. Mom, can I go to the movies? Go ahead, but be home by 10 p.m. Go along with, inseparable. To agree with, as in this example. My boss went along with my idea. 2. To accompany, as in this example. We went along with the tour group to see the ancient ruins. More examples. 1. We went along with the committee's decision. 2. Stefan went along with his friend to the pizza parlor for lunch. Go around, inseparable. 1. To go here and there, move from place to place, as in this example. We went around the mall looking at different things. 2. To avoid something by moving in a curve pattern, as in this example. We went around the obstacle in the road. 3. To spin, as in this example. We almost got sick on the amusement park ride because it went around very fast. 4. To be in plain sight of other people while in a certain condition or situation, as in this example. I went around with the ketchup stain on my shirt all day. I was so embarrassed. 5. Something being distributed or communicated, as in this example. The bad news about the economy went around very quickly. More examples. We spent the day going around the city, first to the different historic buildings, and then to the different stores. 2. On our way to lunch, my colleagues and I found a way to quickly get around the construction blockades in the middle of the walkway. 3. The wheels of the machinery went around very quickly. 4. Marco went around all day with two different colored socks on. 5. When Shino quit the company, the news got around quickly. Go away, inseparable. 1. To leave, to take leave of, as in this example. We went away for the holiday. 2. Also used to express ceasing or stopping an annoyance, as in this example. I wish this noise would go away. More examples. 1. When I asked where Kazu was, his colleagues told me that he went away to New York. 2. The smell coming from the other room was terrible. We hoped it would go away. Go back. Inseparable. 1. To return to. This can refer to physically returning to a place, as in this example. We liked Las Vegas so much, we went back again. 2. Sometimes used when remembering the past in one's mind, as in this example. In our minds, we went back to the time when we were in high school. 3. Go back on. To renege, especially relating to promises or agreements, as in this example. The politician went back on his word that he would help everyone get healthy. More examples. 1. We went back to our office after lunch. 2. The history book talked about things that happened in the past. It went back to the Roman times. 3. She left her boyfriend because he went back on his word that he would marry her. Go beyond. Inseparable. 1. To do more than the required amount. To exceed the intended goal. Or to do more than was expected, as in this example. The way to succeed in business is to go beyond your customers' expectations. 2. To go further than a physical location, as in this example. Go beyond the water fountain, and the English classroom is on your right. More examples. 1. She went beyond her boss's expectations when she folded all of the letters and put them into envelopes. 2. Go 3 stores beyond the restaurant, and you will find the bookstore. Go by. Inseparable. 1. To pass by, usually close to someone or something, as in this example. In Rome, we went by a group of tourists who were looking at the Colosseum. 2. Or elapse, as with time, as in this example. Sometimes it seems that time goes by very quickly. 3. Similar to drop by, meaning to stop for a short visit, as in this example. Let's go by my sister's house for a little visit. More examples. 1. In the town center, we went by a group of political demonstrators. 2. When you are taking an exam, time seems to go by very quickly. 3. On the way to town, we went by an Italian restaurant to look at the menu. Go down. Inseparable. 1. Referring to something dropping below the horizon, as in this example. The sun went down, and it was a beautiful evening. 2. To go to a lower position or location, as in this example. The winemaker went down into the cellar to get some wine. 3. When a computer, computer network, or machinery stops working. As in this example, I'm sorry, but I cannot get your information right now because my computer went down. 4. Referring to swallowing something, as in this example, the cough medicine went down easy. 5. Sometimes used when giving directions, meaning to proceed or head in a certain direction, as in this example. Excuse me, where is the bank? Go down 3 blocks and turn right. More examples. 1. The moon went down over the horizon and the sun started to come up. 2. The secretary went down to the second floor to get the papers. 3. The electrical generator went down and the town didn't have electricity. 4. If you take this medicine with a little honey, it will go down easily. 5. Excuse me, where is the bakery? Go down that street until you reach the end, then turn right. The bakery is right there. Go for, inseparable. 1. To attack, as in this example. The dog went for the child and bit her on the leg. 2. To have a special liking for something or someone, as in this example. When I first met my wife, I really went for her. 3. Idiom. To make an attempt to achieve or get something, as in this example. The student studied hard for the exam because he wanted to go for the highest possible mark. 4. Used to express equality. For example, what goes for me goes for you, meaning rules apply equally to me and to you. More examples. 1. The opponents went for each other. 2. She really goes for chocolate. 3. The runner went for first place in the competition. 4. What goes for one employee should go for all employees. Go in or into, inseparable. 1. To enter into something, usually an enclosed area, as in this example. We went in or into the dark room. 2. Used to mean that something belongs in a certain place, as in this example. The book goes in the drawer. 3. Used to mean to advance into an area for the purpose of defeating an enemy or stopping a riot, as in this case. The police went into the riot area to stop the destruction. 4. Idiom. Go in for is used to show preference for something. For example, I don't go in for tennis. More examples. 1. The tour group went into or in the cathedral. 2. The pencils go in the drawer. 3. The soldiers went in to the war zone. 4. The students go in for the long homework assignment. Go off, inseparable. 1. Used to express a sudden loud reaction, as in For example, the bomb went off early in the morning. 2. Idiom. When a plan or an event occurs as planned, as in, for example, the school dance was fun, it went off well. 3. To stop operating, as in this example. The light went off after the big storm hit. More examples. 1. My alarm went off at 3:30 a.m. by accident. 2. The fundraising event went off well. We collected over $2,000. 3. The refrigerator went off and all of the food spoiled. Go on. Inseparable. 1. Continue, as in the example, I can't go on working at this job. 2. To initiate operation of something, as in this example, after the storm, the lights went on again. 3. Used to inquire about what happened, as in this example, what went on in class yesterday? I couldn't be there. 4. To initiate some action, like, for example, Sylvia went on a diet yesterday. 5. Sometimes can be used as encouragement, as in this example. Go on, give it a try. I think you'll like this kind of food. More examples. 1. We couldn't go on paying the employee because he wasn't doing his job. 2. The refrigerator went on when we turned on the main electrical breaker. 3. What went on at the business meeting this morning? 4. We went on a 2-day hike in the mountains. 5. Go on, you can win that game. Go out. Inseparable. 1. To leave or exit someplace, as in this example. During the exam, no one was allowed to go out of the room. 2. To stop burning or illuminating, as in this example. All of the lights went out when the storm hit. 3. Used to express what people do for leisure or romantic situations, as in this example. My boyfriend and I went out last night and saw a movie. More examples. 1. I went out and smoked a cigarette during the movie. 2. The fire went out when it started raining. 3. My wife and I went out and had dinner. Go over. Inseparable. 1. Moving from one place to another place, as in this example. My sister wants to go to Mary's house. Do you mind if I go over there with her? 2. As above, used when expressing movement from one place to another place, which usually is a home or family feeling location, as in this example. Last night we went over to the Yamaguchi's house for dinner. 3. To review, as in this example. Let's go over the exam and see where you made your mistakes. 4. Idiom. Used to express approval, as in this example. Our financial report went over very well, and the boss took us all out to dinner. More examples. 1. I went over to the other side of the room so I could hear the teacher better. 2. My wife and I went over to our daughter's house last night. 3. The colleagues went over the report before having the meeting. 4. His resume went over very well with the company. Go through. Inseparable. 1. To commit to an action, usually in a difficult situation, as in this example, we went through with the adoption of the child even though we knew the child was sick. More examples. I just went through a divorce that was very difficult. Another example. We just went through 2 weeks of rainy weather and now we are ready for sunshine. Go up. Inseparable. 1. Moving to a higher place or to a place that is located north of your location, as in this example. We went up to New Jersey for our vacation from Virginia. I went up the stairs to the second floor. 2. Used to express increase in value or quality, as in this example. Wow, the gas prices really went up. 3. To approach something or someone, as in this example. We went up to her teacher and asked when the exam was going to be given. More examples. 1. Claudia went up to Canada for a vacation from New York. 2. The price of food went up because the price of fuel went up. 3. I went up to the tour guide and asked a question about the old building. Go with. Inseparable. 1. To complement one thing with another, as in this example. Kauri bought a blouse to go with her skirt. 2. To accompany, as in this example. The chaperones went with the students to the dance. 3. To accept something or someone or support someone or someone's idea or action, as in this example. We had a choice between the red car and the green one, and we went with the red one. I'll go with Jane for class president, another example. Meaning, I will choose Jane for class president. More examples. 1. Denise was shopping for a purse that would go with her black shoes. 2. In an American breakfast, eggs usually go with bacon. 3. We ended up going with the blue car because the red car was too big for us. Goof around, inseparable, slang. 1. To not take something seriously, or having aimless fun, can also mean wasting time doing foolish things, as in this example. He hasn't finished his work yet because he has been goofing around all day. More examples. 1. The students who goof around usually don't learn English very quickly. Another example. Goofing around is the fastest way to get fired from a job. Gross out. Separable. Idiom, slang. 1. Used to express causing to be disgusted or sickened by something or someone, as in this example. He grossed out everyone at the table when he spit his food back onto his plate. More examples. 1. We saw a dead cat in the road, and it really grossed us out. Another example. The toilet facilities were very dirty. They really grossed me out. Grow out. Separable. 1. To become too mature or old for a certain thing, behavior, or way of acting. As in this example, Kazu had become very experienced and had grown out of doing the work at his old job. He wanted a new challenge. 2. When a person becomes too physically big to wear certain clothing, as in this example, our children are growing quickly. They have already grown out of all of their clothing, and now we have to buy all new clothing. More examples. 1. My children are growing out of playing with dolls. Now they want more expensive toys. 2. This dress is too tight for me. It looks like I have grown out of this dress, and I will have to buy a new one. Grow up. Inseparable. 1. A request by someone that someone acts more mature, as in this example. Please grow up and act your age. 2. To become older in age, as in this example. Sylvia grew up in California and now lives in Hawaii. More examples. 1. I wish you would grow up and accept the responsibilities that you have. 2. I grew up in New York and live in Philadelphia. Chapter 4 Review. Phrasal verbs beginning with the letter G. Instructions. Read and/or listen carefully to the sentences below. Fill in the blank spaces with the correct preposition, particle, or adverb. The answers can be found at the bottom of this review. Let's begin. 1. The couple living in the old house is able to get blank on their pension checks. 2. It is difficult to get blank if you don't work hard. 3. I'll do my homework when I get blank to it. 4. To get blank to our hotel, we had to take a taxi. 5. Cancer research is important, so my family got blank the Cancer Society when they asked for volunteers. 6. Driver, I would like to get blank at 23rd Street. 7. We told the taxi driver to stop on Broadway. Then we got blank of the taxi and went to a theater. 8. She got blank the table and started dancing. 9. I really get blank on doing math. 10. I borrowed a bicycle from my friend and 2 days later I gave it blank. 11. Everyone had to give blank his or her exam after 1 hour. 12. We gave blank the idea of going to Asia. 13. We went blank the competition even though it was raining. 14. Marco went blank all day with 2 different colored socks on. 15. Go blank 3 stores just past the restaurant and you will find the bookstore. 16. The electrical generator went blank and the town didn't have electricity. 17. When you are taking an exam, time seems to go blank too quickly. 18. The fire went blank when it started raining. 19. When I asked where Kazu was, his colleagues told me that he went blank to New York. 20. I grew blank in New York and now live in Philadelphia. Answers. Number 1. Along. Number 2. Ahead. Number 3. Around. Number 4. Back. Number 5. Behind. Number 6. Off. Number 7. Out. Number 8. On. Number 9. Off. Number 10. Back. Number 11. In. Number 12. Into. Number 13. Through. Number 14. Around. Number 15. Down. Number 16. Out. Number 17. By. Number 18. Out. Number 19. Over. Number 20. Up. And this is the end of chapter 4.